This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to be joined live in studio in the next segment with Jim Mars. We'll be talking about population control, the many various aspects of that. In this segment, I want to try to take as many calls as I can. Now, we got people who have been on hold for a while. Let's go to Mike in Tennessee. Mike, you want to talk about corruption in Tennessee, you said. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, David. This is Mike in Tennessee, and I've been trying to contact you for over 3 months. I've sent email after email. I must be sending it to the wrong place, but right now, the state of Tennessee is effectively disarming the state by going after people who are either related to or friends with someone once convicted of a felony. Here's how the routine works. If you're convicted of a felony and you go visit a friend, they will raid their house, steal their guns, and put that person in jail, charging them with possession of guns, even though the guns be locked up in a safe or in another room, and you don't even know they're there. They're effectively disarming the state and keeping the prisons full of people who are otherwise going about their own business, not harming anybody.
Wow. We'll take a look at that. That's what we're seeing over and over again. Any kind of an excuse to take people's weapons. To say that a veteran is using, or somebody who's on Social Security, that they're having their paycheck deposited automatically. That's a sign of mental incompetence, and we need to go ahead and take their guns from them. And now we're seeing this at the national level. The NRA and Senator Cornyn from Texas are now talking about voluntarily enacting state laws that would increase the reporting of background checks to the feds so they can then scrutinize people. We'll look into that. Thank you so much for letting us know that, Mike, in Tennessee. Let's go to Derek in Wyoming. Derek, you want to talk about local solutions. Go ahead. Oh, he dropped off. Okay, let's go to Anthony in Florida.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing? You want to talk about Hiroshima, the anniversary. Go ahead.
Yes. I have believed for a long time that just like in Germany and in Italy, there were Japanese people who spoke out against the aggressive militaristic policies of the government at that particular time, but they were silenced in one form or another, and the Japanese people basically, paid the price for leading blindly. Having the government lead them into war like that.
Oh, absolutely. There'll always be people who see what is going on, and that's the thing that we should all be concerned about. When we watch this debate tonight, we need to recognize that it is both parties that have been cavalier about this escalation of militarized intention. We have fomented revolution on Russia's borders. We have revived the Cold War. It looks like we've got people. Not only Obama, but of course the cheerleaders for the military-industrial complex and the GOP are far worse. They want more done. They want a war with Russia. They want a war with Syria. They want a war with Iran. There isn't anybody they don't want to go to war with because they want to sell weapons to the military-industrial complex. I would encourage everybody to go back and we forget about all the military strategy with all this stuff and how the war started, who was on which side. Just look at it and imagine yourself at the epicenter of this nuclear bomb and say, do we want to continue this crazy arms race? Look at the articles that we put up about the war scenario of 2050, what it's going to be like in 35 years, and ask yourself, do we want to continue down this road? Do we want to have leaders who are always looking from the most belligerent standpoint to try to get involved in a war somewhere? Let's go to Michael in New York. Michael, you want to talk about Donald Trump, I think? Go ahead.
Yes, thank you, David. And actually, the previous callers and the whole conversation ties in with my points on Trump. As with any presidential candidate, let's get right down to it. Will Trump really get us out of the United Nations. This is all comes down to these wars and the confiscation of the guns. All of this is pertaining to United Nations takeover. Now, I want to know if Trump, and of course I'd love to be able to ask him directly, and or any other presidential candidate, which we know the answer will be no to that. But Trump.
Oh, yeah, and of course what's driving all that is the Federal Reserve and the bankers. Stay with us. That's all the time we got.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Heart and Body Extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule, that government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
If you've been successful, you didn't get there on your own. If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen. You've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's at the root of all our problems. They'll warn that tyranny is always lurking just around the corner. You should reject these voices. We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. Joining me this hour is Jim Mars, and we're going to talk about population control, a lot of different aspects of that. Before we get to that, I want to let you know about the specials that we have at InfoWarsLife.com. Of course, we've extended free shipping for everything at InfoWarsLife.com for one more week. That is about to end. That's not going to be extended. We did that as a thank you. We extended our free shipping for the month of July. We also have a special on Silver Bullet. Buy two Silver Bullet, get two free for a limited time only. Silver Bullet is a powerful colloidal silver product that is both free of artificial additives and perfect for your preparedness supply. Concentrated to 30 parts per million and a base of pure deionized water. There's a reason that our listeners have dubbed Silver Bullet as their preparedness silver. And again, you can get that buy two, get two free, 50% off. And today, for just one day, we have a flash sale, 30% off of OccuPower. That's for 24 hours. OccuPower is specifically designed to nutritionally assist the natural function of healthy eyes. Everything that you get at InfoWarsLife.com is free shipping today. Thank you for supporting us, and we really appreciate that. That's why we extended that for this week. Now, joining me now is Jim Mars of JimMars.com. Of course, Jim is no stranger to the viewers here at InfoWars. And I wanted to get him back to talk about his book, Population Control. You were here a couple of weeks ago talking to Alex about population control. And I wanted to focus, we were talking just before we came back, the two fallacies that are underlying the global governance and population control. Tell us about those two fallacies.
Right. Well, at the very top of the food chain, and I'm not talking about politicians or presidents or even presidents, vice presidents of these corporations. I'm talking about the people that own them, control them. We talked about that last time, how that one person may only own 10% of a company's stock, but if nobody else owns more than that, then they're the controlling.
That's right. Yes.
Okay. The basic fallacy in their argument is that, and there are numerous people I could quote, who say that the underlying problem in the world today is overpopulation. It's just too many people. Okay. And I guess if you live in a big city, you're caught in a traffic jam, it's easy enough to buy into that, right? Especially here in Austin. But just try going down I-35.
Yeah.
But it's the fallacy. And here's why. The Oklahoma Chamber of Commerce did a study and realized that the entire 7.5 billion population of the world could live comfortably enough in the state of Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want to spread out, come to Texas. Or if you want an acre or so for every person in the world, go to Australia. So, in other words, there's really not truly an overpopulation problem. There is a population concentration problem because you got everybody piled in these big metropolitan areas.
But they want to make that worse because they want to control. It isn't necessarily that they have a problem with the number of people. They're just concerned that control may get out of their hands.
Exactly.
And you never know who's gonna rise up. You might have a Beethoven, or you might have somebody else who's going to rise up politically.
And if they're spread out, you really lose control.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you know, David, if you go back and look at the whole history of the Western civilization, you know, it started at the Fertile Crescent there in Mesopotamia, where now is the one place we can't freely travel to, which is mm-hmm. Iraq. Mm-hmm. And then it spread north into the Caucasus and then south to Palestine and Egypt and then Greece, Rome, filled up Europe, went to the British Isles, filled them up, and then moved over to the east coast of America. And then during the 19th century, it all spread westward until, you know, there's no place left to go. Mm-hmm. But everybody was moving westward. And why? Well, the historians make no big secret about it. Everybody moved throughout history to try to escape religious and political tyranny.
Yes.
And this is, we're now here in the 21st century facing the same problem, but we got no place to run to.
That's right.
We're going to have to stand and fight.
Well, as we've said many times, there was that article that was written, you know, probably about 10 years or so ago, the future doesn't need us. And they were talking about how, and Alex has mentioned this many times, where the elitists would say, well, do we just kill everybody or do we just make them stupid and passive, right? Those are two alternatives. And they look at all these things, this explosion of robots, this explosion of artificial intelligence, and they really believe that they don't need us as slaves. Because remember, robot came from the, what was it, the Czech word or the Slavic word for slave.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, just a slave worker. They can replace us as their slave workers with a robot, and the robots aren't going to challenge them unless they have the AI get out of control. Now they're starting to worry about that.
Well, you see what happened in McDonald's when they started pushing for $15 an hour, and in Europe they've already started here, and will be pretty quick. They're replacing them with touchstone computers.
Oh, yeah.
Touch computers.
That will accelerate it. Exactly.
Hey, we'll just get a machine to take your place. You know?
That's right.
That's the whole thing. But here, you know, and I know Alex, and I know you too, I think, has talked about the Georgia Guidestones?
Yes.
Okay, so, and a lot of people feel like that this monument in Georgia pretty well reflects the goals of the New World Order. And the very first admonition says, maintain humanity at 500 million mm-hmm. in perpetual balance with nature.
Mm-hmm.
Well, boy, that sounds great, but that begs the question.
Who's got to go?
Yeah. What happens to the other 7 billion of us? And more importantly, who decides
yeah.
who's going to go and who's going to stay? And as you said, you've got two choices. You can either kill people or you can slowly dumb them down and cull the fringes. And this is what's happening now, because in Nazi Germany, they took depopulation to its logical conclusion, which is we have some people we don't like, so we just kill them.
Population control, political control always devolves into a genocidal control, into democide. And that's one of the reasons why we so adamantly support the Second Amendment, because that's our voice in all of this, to keep that from happening ultimately. And, of course, you mentioned the Georgia Guidestones. That was something that people are still saying, well, you know, who put this monument to population control up anonymously here? Very suspicious about that. A lot of people believe that it might have been Ted Turner, because he has advocated the same types of policies right there in Georgia, a good suspect. But now they're coming out openly. Now we see the Pope bringing in John Schellenhuber, who is a German scientist who has preached for population control, radical reduction, just like we see with the Georgia Guidestones, brings him in as a Vatican scientific advisor, right? At the same time, they're pushing for global control and the pretext of climate change, and talking about how they need to have a global court, a planetary council, writing laws, and so forth and so on. Full-out global governance, and we've got the Pope pushing that and ignoring all the things that the Catholic Church has traditionally stood for. Family, stopping abortion, all that has nothing to say about any of this stuff. It's all full-on global governance.
All the gloves are off. And let's consider John Holdren, okay,
who's
a very scientific guy. And a few years back, along with Paul Ehrlich and his wife, they published a book. In the book, he said, well, one of the things we might do is put sterilization chemicals in the water supply, you know, and we could always have an antidote for the people that we want to keep alive, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, that kind of thinking, and you can argue back and forth on that, but the point here is John Holdren today is Obama's science advisor,
yes.
His science czar.
Yes.
So the guy head of presidential science advisory, you know, is on the record as saying, yeah, perhaps we need to reduce the population with sterilization. And just to show you that, hey, these people aren't kidding. They want to kill you, okay? Because let me quote Prince Philip, Windsor's, okay, the royal family of England. He says once that if he is reincarnated, he wants to come back as a deadly virus to help solve the population overpopulation problem.
Well, you know, he's part of the Earth League, and there, again, that's the connection. This guy, Schellenhuber, is one of the people that's on the Earth League that is also now intimately connected with the Pope, so it connects all these guys together on the same agenda, the same globalist agenda, and he calls it the Earth League. I was looking at it, and it made me think about that movie, as I think is based on a cartoon, the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Yeah.
Where they were actually like monsters, right? Like Jekyll and Hyde was one of them.
Jekyll okay, Hyde so it's like
these guys, they've got one face that they put out to the public, but behind it, you know, they secretly want to destroy as many people as possible, because that's really where population control leads. We talk about putting stuff in the water. Don't you think it ought to raise flags with people when the government starts mass medicating us in the water supply? I mean, doesn't that even the people who think that this is somehow going to stop cavities, okay?
Right.
by drinking all this stuff. You got to ask them, and I constantly do, and I've never had one give me an answer yet. I said, okay, you think this is effective medication. What medication do you ever take where you don't control the dosage, where you give the same dosage to a child as you do to an adult man, right, or you don't even know what that dosage is because you dumped it into the water supply? Somebody might get a super concentrated amount of it. Mm-hmm. Other people might get none of it. I mean, that's the insanity, but we just accept that because they tell us to do that, and we know that the agenda behind that is one of, at the very least, the obvious agenda is getting rid of the toxic waste for the people who are doing this. They just dump it in our water. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Jim Mars, jimmars.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Like the others, what if I say you're not just another boy? You're playing.
Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining me is Jim Mars. Now, Jim Mars is an award-winning journalist and author. After graduating from the University of North Texas with a degree in journalism, Mars worked for and owned several Texas newspapers before becoming an independent journalist and author. His website is jimmars.com, and we're talking about his new book, Population Control. There you go. Show it to the camera. Population Control. What's the subtitle there? How corporate owners are killing us. Tell us how they're killing us, Jim.
Talking about involuntary medication,
yes.
Which is what happens when they put sodium fluoride in your water.
A waste product of the aluminum and nuclear industries. They would have to pay a lot of money to get rid of that, but then they could charge us to dump it in our drinking water.
Well, after World War II, there were international conventions, and they banned the dumping of sodium fluoride, among many other chemicals, into the water supply because it would go in the ocean, right, and it affected everybody. So now they can't dump it somewhere, so they put it in our water supply, and we drink it. How brilliant is that?
Yeah.
And they say, yeah, but it reduces cavities. Yes, but according to studies I read, only for children, mostly boys, between the age of 6 and 12.
Mm-hmm. And if it's effective as a medication, let people have the informed consent to decide that they want to do that.
Exactly.
And then take it as a medicine instead of trying to mass medicate the public through the water supply where nobody can control the dosage. Doesn't that concern you that they're giving you something that many people think is toxic and you have absolutely no control over the dosage? That ought to concern you. Look at this particular article, Jim. Monsanto sued over PCB contamination of Spokane River in Washington State. They say that of course, PCBs were banned back in 1979. They say, in spite of this, Monsanto knew they were toxic. They could not be contained. They would escape into the environment. But despite knowing all the risk imposed, Monsanto increased the production. And now in Spokane, they're saying they're going to spend $300 million to keep the PCBs from entering the river system. They're now suing Monsanto over this. So we see this happening all the time.
Well, they spend $300 million trying to clean up the river, and they spend another $300 million as a fine to the federal government, for example, if they say, you've been doing this or something really wrong. So there's $600 million. Now, to us, that's a big deal. To them, that's pocket change.
That's right.
When you're talking about $23 and $30 billion around the world. And but we're getting off lucky there. They're only here. They're destroying the environment. Monsanto's been sued all around the world for killing people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's not even to mention there's the people who have died from breathing their stuff or toxic water. And that's not even to mention the 20 or 30,000 Indian farmers who've committed suicide because they got sold this Monsanto
GMO stuff.
GMO and seeds and stuff, and it didn't work, and they needed more water, and they went broke, and they've committed suicide. And
or they come in and say, when they cross-pollinate and contaminate their crops, they say, now you owe us royalties on this. It's not a trespass.
Yeah.
It's a copyright infringement. And we've had the Supreme Court essentially uphold that. And, of course, Clarence Thomas used to be a Monsanto lawyer. So it all works out really well.
Well, you hadn't watched. Right now, several states have already legalized marijuana, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And already a lot of the wealthy guys are jumping in trying to buy land so they can grow that. Okay. The U.S. government has a patent on medical marijuana. Maybe that's why now they're getting more and more lenient about it, and I'll bet you anything it ends up in the hands of a large corporation, probably Monsanto, and then they'll have a patented pot, and then if you grow some and they can show that yours looks similar to theirs, then they sue you because you're using their patented seeds and crop.
Oh, yeah.
They're
absolutely
already doing that on food crops, right?
The only way we're going to get out of this, of course, is if we have the freedom to innovate. And there's a story that I think is interesting. I'll just pass on real quickly to people. It's on trueactivist.com. This mycologist, that's somebody who studies mushrooms, holds a patent that could destroy Monsanto. Let's certainly hope so. They say Paul Stamets has figured out how to use Mother Nature to safely control over 200,000 species of insects. They say that this is a patent that he's had since 2006. I don't know if this is being suppressed or what, or maybe there's nothing to it. I don't know.
Well,
look at it. What it does is kind of interesting. These particular mushrooms will basically draw insects to them. When the insects eat this, the insects basically turn into fungi themselves from the inside out. So this is not something that gets into your food. This is not something where they had to genetically modify your food so they could then spray glyphosate on it, okay, which is what Monsanto does. Doesn't put any kind of toxic pesticides into it, because that's the problem with a lot of their GMO stuff, is that they systemically add these chemicals into the food itself, so you can't even wash it off. It's in there systemically. It's not even on the surface.
Well, all I can say is, if that's true, Paul better watch himself, because he's liable to have a one-car accident.
That's true. We've seen that many times, haven't we? It's nothing to joke about, folks. It actually does happen, and it seriously does. It's not just a joke. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with Jim Mars. We're also going to take some of your calls. If you want to call in, that number is 800-259-9231. We'll be right back with Jim Mars.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Thursday, August 6, 2015. I'm David Knight, and joining me in studio is Jim Mars, an award-winning journalist and author. We're talking about his book here, Population Control, How Corporate Owners Are Killing Us. We were talking about one of the fallacies that they sell us over population in the last couple of segments. I want to move to another one that we were talking about here in your book, peak oil. Tell us about the fallacy of peak oil, Jim.
Well, peak oil was determined way back there in the 1950s by an academic named Hubert. and Hubert decided that by the year 2000 we were going to run out of oil. You know, there's actually, you can go back and there's a huge controversy over what is oil anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've all been taught that this is dinosaurs and ferns that are crunched under the earth and built up by millions of years and mm-hmm. produces this black gooey stuff that we can.
They spent a lot of money at the world's fairs,
right? Exactly.
They created the Sinclair Dino logo. I mean, it's all about that narrative.
But the problem is, some of the so-called depleted oil reservoirs around the world are refilling.
Mm-hmm.
And I've spoke with some scientists, including some Russian scientists, who say that it is not fossil fuel. It is a hydrogen cracking process that takes place deep within the earth, and it just oozes up and then fills up these cavities. And the reason they thought it was organic was because back in the 1800s, when they first discovered oil and how it could be used to grease the wheels of the Industrial Revolution, they studied it and they found organic bits in it. So that's where they come up with the idea that it originates as crushed plants and animal life, you know. But in reality, it's the lifeblood of the planet, and it comes up, fills up these old cavities where the cavemen had lived and cave lions and everything else, and plants got in there, and this is where it picked up the bio. But that's a whole controversy itself.
But it's always been about political power. I remember going back and reading a biography of J.D. Rockefeller. Okay, how did he get his money? Well, he was of the age that he should have been fighting in the Civil War, but he paid somebody to take his place, and they had just discovered oil in Pennsylvania, and they thought, right, this is the only place in the world where this exists.
And he
goes up there and got control of the refineries up there.
Not only that, but he worked tandem with Mr. Harriman, who was the railroad guy, owned all the railroads, and they made a deal, and anybody else who tried to get in the oil business couldn't ship their oil cheaper than Rockefeller because he had a deal with the guy that owned the railroad.
That's right.
And it's been, you know.
I mean, first they thought it was only in Pennsylvania. Then they discovered it in Texas. Like, oh, no. So then they got to find a way to, like you said, with the railroads and everything, to get the refinery monopoly in Ohio. Then it broke out in the Middle East, and it's like, now what are we going to do? I don't know. I got the answer. War.
Well, what happened in the Middle East was a bunch of Russians got together and said, we need to create Zionism.
Yeah.
So we can have, we'll say we need a homeland in the Middle East, but actually we can get our foothold in the oil-rich Middle East. But and the things going on today, and this leads us back to the idea of peak oil. It's a fallacy. It's not true. Anybody tries to tell you that we're running out of oil, give them three words: Bakken Rock Formation. Bakken. Check it out. That is a huge underground reservoir of raw petroleum that has not been tapped. It's under North Dakota, Montana, into Canada. And the experts have said that there's enough petroleum underground there to last us at increased rates of consumption for the next 2,000 years.
Okay? Well, you know, when you were here last, I showed you that magazine. It was Time or Newsweek. 1979, remember?
Right.
They had it plotted out. 8.7 years are going to be out of oil.
That's right.
Another, you know, 9.6 years where we're going to be out of gas. And I think that even then they said it was going to be 500 years before we ran out of coal. Okay. And they didn't have clean technology to use coal, but they do now. And that's something that, I mean, not even the Bakken oil fields. You could talk about the coal reservoirs that we got, but there's so many different places that we could go for oil resources. And as you pointed out, you know, the peak oil is something that's been sold to us heavily, not just by the corporations, but by the CIA, because it is a way for them to exert control through their wars. It gives them an excuse to have wars.
And it's bogus. And on top of being bogus, it's killing us through the pollution.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't need to be dependent on oil. You know, we could be turning to solar, geothermal, tidal power, and all kinds of things. But, of course, Nikola Tesla showed us how to get basically free energy. But it's all been squashed by the New World Order people who want to keep control over their monopoly of petroleum. And the main thing about this fallacy of peak oil is that when you really get down to it, the idea that we have to find more oil and gas is the whole reason behind fracking,
mm-hmm.
which is now becoming a big hot topic of people. And fracking, by the way, in case you really don't know, is hydraulic fracturing, where they take water up to 8 million gallons per well, and there's like 500,000 wells in the United States, and they add up to 40,000 chemicals, including deadly stuff like uranium and toxic metals and stuff.
They got to have somewhere to put it, Jim.
They pump it down in the ground.
That or put it in a drinking supply and charge us for that.
Well, if these fracking wells don't pan out and get stopped, they will. They'll probably put in our drinking water and tell us it'll help us sleep or something, you know. Absolutely. So they pump this water in there, and then the thing is, after they open up the cracks underground, and by the way, they put steel ball bearings down there to keep the cracks open, all right? And this has led, of course, to unnatural earthquakes. All around the country.
Yeah.
In Oklahoma, 20, 30 years ago, they had maybe one earthquake a year. And now they had about 30 just in the first months of 2015.
So, Jim, you're just a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, I'm just a conspiracy theorist. But the whole idea is we got
to
have
when you see something that's unusual like that, you start to say, this is something that's new. And then we have this other thing over here that's also new. Maybe there's a relationship with it. That's how investigations start, right?
Right.
I mean, you look at this kind of stuff and you try to, it's like, okay, well, let's explore this further. I mean, every hypothesis, every scientific hypothesis, every criminal investigation always starts with a theory. But of course, they're always say it's a conspiracy theory.
You know what my definition of a conspiracy theorist is, don't you?
What's that?
That's a person who questions proven liars.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the government, in other words. Yeah. Because it's the government that weaponized that term. The government has created that term in the wake of the Kennedy assassination, and they have used it ever since. It seems to be effectively working. I mean, they can keep using the same playbook because nobody's catching on to the playbook for the most part. That's just a way to dismiss somebody's argument. Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist.
Right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. So here are two of the biggest arguments we have now. Oh, but before we finish up on fracking, here's the thing that bothers me. Up in Denton County, which is next county over from where I live, where North Texas University, University of North Texas, and, they got together and they passed a local ordinance that says no more fracking here because we're having damage, we're having wells being polluted.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is Governor Abbott pushed through legislation here in Austin that says local authorities cannot ban fracking.
Well, see, that happens everywhere. That happens typically with Monsanto.
Right.
We saw the farmers who really understand that when they go in and they have these labeling referenda, the people are very easily deceived. Typically, they come in and 90% of the people say, yeah, I'd like to know what's in my food. Yeah, why not have that on the label? And they come in and say, no, you really don't want that on you. Let me tell you why you don't want to have that on you. It's going to be so expensive. You won't be able to afford to eat because it's going to be so expensive for us to tell you what the ingredients in your food, right?
Right.
And so then they change it around, spend
change a font or a letter or two.
But when they go into, they've had success when they went into a small community, a city, a county area, and it was a rural area where the farmers understood about the trespass of these Monsanto GMO things, and they voted to keep it out. And it happened in Hawaii. And Monsanto spent like $8 million to stop it. They still could not stop that because the people there understood the problem and they couldn't be deceived with these slick television ads.
Right.
So what did they do?
Unlike people in California.
Exactly. So what they do? They shut it down at the state level.
Yeah.
And then we've got the labeling laws being shut down, just got with the DART Act. They just got shut down at the national level. Of course, that hasn't gone through the Senate. People don't give up on that yet. You need to
contact your senator. GMO labeling. What about freedom? Do you not understand? You know,
what is it? What is the crime for us to know what's in our food?
Exactly.
And of course, when we talk about GMO, we don't know what they're going to do in the future, right? We don't know. Right. Even if you believed that everything that they've done genetically right now, and this is transgenic genetic modification, this isn't just selective breeding, but wouldn't you want to know in the future if they're going to start doing some of this? Wouldn't you want to know that that's in your food? But they shut it down at the national level. And then just in case that doesn't work, and because there's some countries that have said we want to know what's in our food or they have banned GMO, they're going to use these secretly negotiated treaties, the Trans-Pacific, the Trans-Atlantic Partnership, the TTIP.
That's why they don't want people to know what's in them. That's right.
And they don't want you to know what's in the laws, and they don't want you to know what's in the food. It's kind of like what Bismarck said, right? You don't want to know what's in the sausage, and you don't want to know how the legislation gets made, right? So that's what they're doing. They don't want us to know what's in our food, and they don't want us to know how they're creating this treaty.
And David, I'm sorry, but to me, that makes a mockery of the idea that we are a free and democratic people.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, yes. Because to me, a free and democratic people is a people who can actually study an issue and look at it from all sides and then vote intelligently, not through secret under the table deals.
Mm-hmm. Or people who are treated like adults who have informed consent.
Yes.
Of course, when you look at what they're doing with vaccines, they're trying to take away our informed consent left and right, dictating to us, arguing from authority, ignoring any arguments from the other side, demonizing people who would say that. But, of course, what should we expect when they have been indoctrinating our, messing up our water with fluoride without our informed consent? If they can do that to our drinking water, why can't they force us the next step?
Take a shot.
Take a shot. Exactly.
And what a lot of people don't realize is they keep saying, well, yeah, but vaccinations are harmless. You know, it's perfectly safe. Well, if that's so, then why back in the 80s did they pass the vaccine injury compensation fund?
That's right.
Okay. Which, number one, absolves the pharmaceutical corporations of any liability if their vaccines go bad. Okay. Mm-hmm. And if you have a child who suddenly has a vaccination, then turns autistic, or even worse, other medical problems, you have to hire a lawyer, you have to go to the federal government, you have to go through this vaccine compensation fund, you have to prove up, and, you know, it takes more money, more time, which most people do not have. Mm-hmm. And even with that rigorous process, the government to this day has already paid out over $3 billion to families whose children have been harmed by vaccines. And yet
why would they have to take away the liability? Why would they have to give them legal immunity if these were safe?
And if they're safe, why have they paid out $3 billion for vaccine injuries?
That's right.
In other words, now I'm not totally against vaccines. I mean, if I get cut with a rusty nail, I probably want to run get a tetanus shot, you know. But this ongoing, I know. We'll get it.
I want to know what's in it, and I can't get the truth in labeling even about my food, I'm not too certain about the vaccines either.
And that's the truth of it. That's the people who argue against vaccines, if I understand their arguments completely, it's not even particularly the vaccines, it's the additives.
Yes.
Thermarisol and I don't know.
But even if you support it, and when we saw this discussion in California, there was a doctor that testified there. He encourages his patients to get vaccines. He takes them himself. He believes in them. But he said, don't force people to do this.
Exactly.
I mean, that you can't take away people's informed consent. That's the path to medical tyranny.
Yep.
That's what that enables things like we saw in Auschwitz with Josef Mengele saying, this is for the good of all humanity that I am torturing these people. Okay?
Yep.
I mean, we saw that the Japanese scientists did that. American scientists have done that at Tuskegee and everything.
I was going to say, don't forget the Tuskegee
experiment.
Exactly. We've been doing that here, too.
Exactly. So, I mean, it's not limited to any particular nationality or country. We've seen this done over and over again for the good of all humanity. And they said at the Nuremberg trials, we're not going to accept that. We're going to draw the ethical line here that you can never do, even with a person's consent, you can't do things that are going to harm them. But one of the first stories I had when I came here, Jim, was looking at some tests that were being conducted by the EPA. They were trying to up the fine particulate matter regulations. And so what they did to make that happen, they deliberately searched for people who had respiratory and heart issues, and they hooked them up to a diesel exhaust pipe through an elaborate technique. They didn't know that's exactly where it went to them. But that's essentially it. A hose that runs up, comes into a little room, and does that to them.
And you're
looking
for
an event. Yeah. And we were not able to stop and get a restraining order from a judge. So they continued to do that. And then they went to California and they selectively looked for young black teenagers who had respiratory issues and so forth. And then they came back to North Carolina and did it again. So we've got our own government violating the Nuremberg prohibitions for ethics because they had said on the head of the EPA, Lisa Jackson, had said, I'm not talking about making people sick. I'm talking about killing them. I'm saying that more people are dying from fine particulate matter than die from cancer. And they expose people to 70 times that in these experiments. So it's like, what's going on here? But that's our government. When you take away people's informed consent, treat them like animals, you're in a very dangerous situation?
Well, in my book, Population Control, what I really got really upset about, and I think you would be too, is the way that they're treating our veterans.
Yes.
They're experimenting on them. They're giving them experimental drugs. The amount of SSRI drugs, those psychiatric drugs, have gone from like 10 years ago or 15 years ago, the military was spending like $7 billion on those psychiatric drugs. Today, it's up to $40 billion. And, they go to them and say, well, you're over in Iraq and you're having a tough time of it because it's 120 degrees. And by the way, your Diet Coke and Diet Dr. Peppers are sitting there in the sun baking and turning to formaldehyde because of the aspartame in it. And then they don't feel good. So they go to the medic and the medic says here and he gives them antidepressants and everything else.
Well, of course, we've seen this going on a long time. Today's the 70th anniversary of Hiroshima. What they do to the American soldiers? We've seen the videos where they took them out and used them as guinea pigs.
Marched them right up to within a few hundred yards of the atomic bomb blast and said, here, don't look at the blast.
And then during the Iraq War, depleted uranium shells. They had said these things are dangerous. And then they used depleted uranium in ways that they had previously prohibited. And so now we're seeing these types of things from our own soldiers, not to mention the people in Fallujah, the massive birth defects that have happened there.
Yeah, and by the way, you mentioned that fluoride, sodium fluoride, is a waste product, you know, of aluminum or a byproduct. But what I detail here in Population Control is how it was also a deadly waste product of the manufacture of atomic weapons, and they didn't know how to get rid of it, so they put it in our water supply and we drink it. How brilliant is that? And by the way, for some of you who think maybe I'm just a conspiracy theory, and go talk to your dentist because he'll tell you, oh, it's really safe, it's great, because that's what he's been told by the American Dental Association, who was hoodwinked by one or two controversial studies. But if you think this is just a bunch of hooey, get hold of a toothpaste that says with fluoride, look on the back, read carefully the little print, and it says if anyone under 6 years old happens to swallow this, call the CDC, call the poison control. Exactly. It's a poison. Why would anybody voluntarily put poison in their system?
Absolutely. Why would they? Well, the answer is in your book, isn't it, Jim? Population Control. The people who tell us that overpopulation is one of the key issues before us and we have to reduce it. We're going to be right back talking to Jim Mars, award-winning journalist and author. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per call while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PBX Muzzle Brace, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at hdfirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at hdfirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's hdfirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit CheckbookIRA.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. CheckbookIRA.com. CheckbookIRA.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host, and joining me in studio is Jim Mars, award-winning journalist and author. We've been talking about his book, Population Control. We're going to go to some of your calls. We've had people waiting for quite some time, so we're going to take calls in this segment, and we'll do one segment of Overdrive as well. Before we continue and get back to Jim, I just want to let you know about the specials we have up at InfoWarsLife.com. We have free shipping that's been extended for one more week. It's about to run out. This is Thursday. It's going to be ending this week. We extended it one week after our July free shipping special. That's everything in the store, but we also have some specials in the store over and above the free shipping special. We have a buy two silver bullet, get two free special. So that's 50% off of silver bullet if you get two of them. We normally sell out of that during the winter months, so this is a good time to stock up on that, get it at 50% off. We also have a flash sale, 30% off OccuPower for 24 hours. OccuPower is specifically designed to nutritionally assist your natural function of healthy eyes. Of course, your retina cells are constantly being destroyed and being replaced, so you need to have something that is good for nutrition that will support that function. Also, we have Nascent Iodine Survival Shield X2, that is now in stock. That is something that is frequently out of stock at our store. That is in stock, and you can get that and anything else at the InfoWarsLife.com store. Free shipping just through this week. It's not going to be extended. Getting back to Jim. Jim, let's take we were talking about the Georgia Guidestones earlier. We've got a caller here that wanted to talk about that. Let's go to Charles from Georgia. Charles, go ahead.
All right. How you doing?
Doing good.
Howdy. It's a pleasure to be on the talking on the show again. First time I called in, I was talking to Mr. Alex Jones. I was talking about the homosexuality as far as it being articles about how the federal government got involved with it and everything. But now it's different because the Georgia Guidestones seem to be ignored a lot here in Georgia. I don't know why.
Have you seen them? Have you been there yourself?
No, I've only seen the... we got documentary films that we put together about it. I'm also an activist and stuff now. And much like what my other friends are doing, they're just basically just sitting around doing nothing, playing video games, watching pornography on the internet and everything. And I'm actually out here talking about the truth and trying to educate people. I have my own crew, and we got videos posted up on YouTube. If you can look us up and see if you can get some of your audience. Because we all need to work together.
Sure, give us that site. We'll put that out on there. What's your site? What's your YouTube channel?
The Nation of Truth. That's
okay.
The name of us. And we have our newest video that we came out with where we're talking about the modern-day suffering of Christians. That's about Christian persecution. We also got the Exposure for Your Mind 3 where we get into Obama and how he is responsible for the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt and everything.
That's good. That's what we need is a lot of citizen journals. So as people, that was the Nation of Truth. Was that the name of the YouTube channel? People can go there and see your videos. Let's go to some more. We've had several people on hold for quite a long time. Let's go to Alex in Virginia. Alex, we were curious as to, you said you want to talk about racism and UFOs. What's the connection there?
No connection, just two separate topics.
Okay.
One, the racism. I used to go to school when I was in elementary school in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Hang on. We'll wait. We'll take it in the, for those of you who want to hear the call, you can see it on YouTube. We'll also, we have a live broadcast at InfoWars.com. Hold on. We're going to come back in overdrive and take your calls and the people who are on hold right now. We'll be right back. InfoWars Nightly News tonight at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, for those of you who won't be joining us in overdrive.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Bridge, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet materials with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.